All right, go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Revelation chapter 8 tonight, Revelation chapter number 8. As you're turning there, I'm just going to talk just for a little bit. I'm excited tonight because I'm going to be going into a series probably for the next 6 to 8 weeks possibly on Wednesday nights. I've been praying and seeking God's face in an area that he wants me to go. Because I've been really concerned about Wednesday nights. I have a theme I've been doing on Sunday morning and Sunday nights. Just really haven't quite had the peace about Wednesday night yet. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, on Monday morning, I woke up with this thought in my mind that I could not get out of. I actually prayed that it would go away, and it didn't go away. So that's telling me that God's wanted me to deal with this. The theme for the next several Wednesday nights is going to be this: toxic believers. Toxic believers. And I hope that you'll find this very informative for you. And you might ask, why am I going to be dealing with this? Because I don't want you to become a toxic believer. I really don't. Because it can do a lot of harm to the body of Christ. And so we need to really, as we go through this, and I'm doing this myself, is examining areas of my life where have I been toxic to somebody else? Have I caused them to fall away from the will of God? Things I've just been asking myself these last several days here. So I'm going to be building this off of Revelation chapter number 8. And we're going to read verses 10 through 11, and we're going to be discussing something just briefly tonight about wormwood and what it does. Let's begin reading in verse number 8, chapter number 8 and verse number 10. Again, this is the third trumpet that is sounding here. It says, "And a third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters," listen to this, "because they were made bitter." Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, again, I thank you for the direction that you have given me tonight in these next several weeks. God, I pray that you just continue to use me to speak to your people here. I pray, Lord, you just guide and protect us as we go through your word. God, I also pray tonight for our pastor that you just raise him up, give him strength, give him healing to his body. We thank you for what you have done in his life and that you will continue to do. We love you tonight because you first loved us. We ask you these things, Lord, in your name. Amen. I've titled this message tonight, obviously, Toxic Believers. And we're going to deal with a subject tonight that's going to, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an introduction to it real quick, and that is the form of gossip. That's the direction that we're going to be going tonight that can cause people to become toxic. And so the reason why I'm doing this is I don't want you to become one, as I said a little while ago. The reading comes from, as we just read, from Revelation chapter number 8, verse number 10 and 11. And we just read that this is a third trumpet that has sounded. What had just happened was simple, very simple. The water was toxic. It had taken on a form of poison. In order for them to drink this and consume their body, it was bitter, it was poisonous, and many men died, as the Bible records here. Wormwood is mentioned 8 times in the Word of God. 7 times in the Old Testament, 1 time in the New Testament. And I was actually challenged with this wormwood years ago by a man in our church who asked me if I knew anything about it. And honestly, I had no clue. And so with that being said, I began to do more study, not just on the thing of wormwood, but the Bible in general. Before I go on, I want to throw this out here. It's not in my notes, but I follow many different things. You guys surprised? Anyway, I was following NASA here not too long ago. And NASA they have a lot of information that's out there with all of our asteroids and things like that. And they said that there is an asteroid out there that is supposed to project, it's projected to hit the earth in 2029. Now, obviously, those things can change because man really doesn't know the direction they're going to take, but they take their guesses. And you want to know what this asteroid is called? It's called Wormwood. It's amazing when you begin to think about that. So this is just some free information for you. You can do whatever you want with it. As we go on, the thing that really sticks out to me is this. You need, obviously, water to survive. It says man will die for drinking this water. It says this here in verse number 11. But my mind begins to wonder to those who could have died because of a lack of water in their life. It doesn't say if it stays bitter, but I imagine that it does. And then I begin to ask myself some more questions. What particular body of water is it? And then I begin to look at this even a little bit more deeper. I don't believe it's a fix that man can solve. A lot of you folks don't know the actual treatment that goes into the process of the water that we have in our city today, of what it actually goes through so that you and I could drink it to where it's not going to harm our bodies. There's one place just right down here by the river. It's called the Intake. It's not that big of a building. It's probably 12 by 16. It's got some major pumps in there. As the water begins to come by, it begins to pump itself into that system. And then as it begins to pump itself in that system, it goes into another two basins. It's called the sludge. And as that passes, that water passes through that sludge, it removes the dirt, the gunk that's in there. And then it goes on to the next process where they begin to treat the water with soda ash. And as it's treated with soda ash, it then begins to go through another filtering process. They treat it with bleach. A lot of you folks didn't know that. But they treat it with bleach. If you ever wonder why water begins to taste like bleach at this time of the year, because of the runoff from the mountains up north or out west as well, and they got to use more bleach to purify the water. So once they do that process, it then goes into another filtering system. It's pretty amazing. I've named, four so far that it has to go through. And the last process that it goes through a process that has peat rock in there. It's got some other rocks I can't think of off the top of my head. And the last phase of this that's in here, this is very important, it consists of charcoal. And that charcoal removes more of the impurities of the water that's sitting in there as it's transported from one basin to the next basin to the next basin. And then it goes out into the system, out into our nice water pipes that we have for us to drink. And I showed you guys a picture of a water pipe here a couple years ago, and you're thinking, man, I drink water out of that. Yeah, you do. But it's good water. But anyway, there is a process that it has to go through. And so because I know this process, I begin to think about, okay, a third of the water's turned bitter. And the men that drink of this will die. I don't think it's a problem that man can fix. I truly don't. A man begins to die from drinking this. And then think about the population of the animals that are out there that need water to drink. Will there be death in their world as well? Being toxic, as I begin to talk about this, being toxic is clear. It can ruin many things in life, including somebody's own life. As of now, we don't have to worry about the wormwood turning the water bitter for us. We don't have to worry about that. By the way, I don't have to worry about it anyway. But we do have a different problem today that we face inside our churches. And that is this. The problem is toxic believers. And every church has this problem. And with that being said, it's very damaging. Some things we can probably see on the outside of it, but there's a lot of things on the inside that we don't see that believers go through, possibly because of a toxic believers and how they treat them. It ruins a lot of things. And as we discuss over the next few weeks, we will see ways how believers can become toxic. The goal for this is for us not to become a church body full of toxic believers. And at the same time, I want to ask yourself a question. Have I affected someone because I was toxic? Have I affected somebody because of my toxic attitude? The first form of a toxic believer that we're going to talk about tonight is one in the realm of gossip. And let me say this, gossip happens everywhere. Not only does it happen in our churches, it happens inside our home, it happens inside our workforces, it happens everywhere. And gossip ruins many things. I have known and I've read of many stories of churches having splits because of gossip running in the church. And what is that? That's a form of a toxic believer. Gossip is toxic, and here's how it starts. Just give you a little bit of an example. Did you hear what happened to her? Oh, do tell. Please give me all the juicy details because I want to hear every little thing about her so that I can go around and begin to spread all this horribleness to somebody else inside the church. Did you hear about her? Ha! I knew that would happen to them. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? I told you this would happen to them. It starts with a little stuff. Things that you and I are easily trapped into. And it takes off like a wildfire. However, it is only human to be curious about the lives of other people, is it not? We're curious creatures. We want to know everything and anything about individuals. But there are some things that you and I should not know. Because when we begin to know those details, we begin to gossip. Here's the problem among many is this. A gossip loves nothing more than to talk about or hear about other people's business. That's what they live for. You ever watch the show Andy Griffith? On occasions, they'll have little episodes about how quickly gossip can spread. There's been a few episodes where Aunt Bee would play little tricks on her nephew Andy and just make up a little white lie, and he began to go spread, and all before y'all know it, it was nothing. That's funny in those things, but in many other occasions, it's not so funny. Gossip is cruel. And most people who do gossip don't care about the people that they are discussing. Unfortunately, here's what happens. They feel better about themselves when they begin to talk about someone else's personal life. Taking your eyes off of yourself and begin to exploit someone else and begin to drag their name through the mud. And some get pleasure in this. And it's sad. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 16. Let me give you some verses to back this up this evening. Book of Proverbs, chapter number 16. I've done something in my notes. I've changed a lot of things in how I'm doing stuff. I'm actually starting to write my verses inside my tablet here, and I put it in very small print so that I can be very clear that, hey, this is my verse I'm going to read, but it's so small that I forgot it's there. But in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 28, it says this, "A forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. One who takes the time to gossip about others sows strife. One who takes the time to gossip about others brings about contention between individuals. And when that begins to take place, it can become a very hostile environment. I have been around and I've been in situations where gossip has taken place, and it has become a very hostile environment. And I'm talking where you see such negative words come out of the individual mouth, words that you don't want to repeat back to your grandmother or your mother. I've seen body parts fly, and I'm talking fists, I'm talking feet, towards the other individuals, because it has caused strife, it has caused contention, and it's formed into a very hostile environment. And when that begins to take place, here is what's been created. A way has been created for other individuals to then take sides. All because of gossip. It's a divider. It's one that, as it's said in Proverbs chapter 16, it separates chief friends, causes divisions. As I continue to go on with this, with strife comes anger. With strife comes anger. When you find out about somebody that's taken the time to gossip about you, your own personal business, and then it comes back to you, you see the strife that's been taking place, and then your strife will turn into anger towards an individual. And then when that anger begins to kick in, you guys know my thought process on this, then you have bitterness that begins to dwell up. Bitterness begins to do some other things that is unthinkable at times. And then once that bitterness sets in, here's what takes place. Some will even leave the church over the gossip. A gossiper, according to Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 28, can be one who separates friends and one who causes divisions. Are there toxic believers today? Yes, there is. Is it a problem? Yes, it is. Are you the problem? That I don't know. Only you know that about yourself. Go ahead and turn your Bibles, since we're there in the book of Proverbs. Go ahead and turn to Proverbs chapter 20. And we'll begin reading in verse number 19. I'll give you a few seconds to get there. Proverbs 20, verse number 19. Says this, he that goeth about as a talebearer. If you want to look up what the word talebearer means, you look it up in the dictionary, it's right there. It says gossiper. So let's read this again. It says, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with good advice, make war. Talebearer is one who is gossiping, and their sole purpose is this, is to reveal the secrets of others. And what I have learned in life about the gospel is usually this. They usually get revealed. Almost all the time. And then once they become revealed, here's what takes place. They usually do the walk of shame. There have been times in my own life where I meddled in somebody's personal business, where I had no right to. I took that information to myself and then turned around and began to go to other people. And let me just tell you this before I go on. That was not right of me. Flat out wrong. A gossiper meddles into other people's business when it should be no concern to them at all. As we continue to go on, even in Scripture, you'll see that Paul has a big concern Let's go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5. And he's talking at this point in time. We dealt with this a few weeks ago, but this is widows specifically. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse number 13. Well, let me get there myself, because I want to read a few other verses before we go on with that. Let's pick it up back in verse number 9. It says, "Let not a widow be taken a number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works. If she have brought up children, if she had lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she had relieved the afflicted, if she had diligently followed every good work, but the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not." Some very dangerous things can happen when one begins to spread gossip about others. David has a solution for this. Turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter 101. Psalms 101, verse 5 says this: "Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will I not suffer." Why do people take the time to gossip? It can be answered from this psalm. It's for this reason: they think highly of themselves and lower than the others. A believer who takes part in gossip, mark my words with this, and I'm not saying this to be mean, I'm not saying this to demean anybody, but anybody who takes part in gossip in a church, because this is what I'm focusing on, has become a toxic believer. Plain and simple. Toxic is a form of bitterness. Toxic is a form of poison. I mentioned bleach here a while ago and the process and what they use to kill the germs. But also, if you look at the bottle of bleach, it says this: do not consume by mouth. Why? Because if it's not properly diluted, it can kill you. It can kill you. Most things that are done with bleach are only about 10% bleach. But if you begin to consume a bottle of bleach and you begin to drink that, guess what's going to happen to you? More than likely, you'll be facing death if they're not able to treat you. Why? Because you become toxic. So here's what we need to do tonight. Here's your application. When you first learn of gossip taking place, number one, don't take part in it. Stop it right then and there. But here's what we normally do, because we're human. We're curious about everything. Again, as I said earlier, please tell me all the juicy details, because I want to use this to my advantage. When you hear of that taking place, don't have a part in it. Walk away as fast as you can. Because Satan uses these things to lure you in, to trap you in this, so that you can become a toxic believer and cause strife and cause division. So that's number one that you can do. The second thing that you can do tonight is this. As you begin to learn about information, because you will learn about information whether you ask for it or not, you're going to hear things. So the second thing that I would encourage you to do on your own, begin to pray privately that God will convict them of their wrongdoing for the ones that are partaking in this. Well, what do you mean? Pray privately. It's not my job if I hear Charlie and Teresa talking about somebody and I learn about it. It's not my job to go, hey, Gary, this is what's going on. Would you please pray with me? No, what's that doing? That's spreading it even further. Because Gary, more than likely, he's going to go to Carrie. He's going to say, Carrie, Chad asked me to pray with him. Would you pray with me on this too? And it's just going to spread. So the best thing that you can do is, one, don't take part in it. Two, take it privately to God and begin to pray for those individuals. And third, this is important because we're talking about prayer here. Pray for yourself. Because you have heard maybe some valuable information. You've heard some personal things that some people might have a hard time keeping in. So I would encourage you to pray for yourself. And how would you pray for yourself? You can say, God, you just heard of the information I just received. I didn't want to receive this. I heard it in passing. And so, God, I pray that you will protect me. Protect my mouth. Or even say this, God, please wipe this away from my memory so that I won't be part of this gossip. And then as you pray for yourself, ask God to do this. God, please guard my heart in this area. I don't want to be a toxic believer. So don't be fooled tonight. This is a tool that Satan loves to use to cause damage and to bring about division in the church. You say, well, that's never happened here. Folks, it can happen here. Don't ever say it won't happen. Because I will say this, when God's at work, guess who's behind the scenes trying to ruin what God's wanting to do here? And guess what he's going to use the most? In my opinion, it's just my opinion, he's going to use the form of gossip to bring division to the church. And that's not a good place to be in. And I know we've heard many messages before from pastor and from other people what gossip can do. But I also want you to understand what it makes you. It makes you a toxic believer. I'm trying to protect you and myself from going down that path where we can be harmful to other believers. And that's where we don't want to be. We have enough of it in our homes. Brothers and sisters gossip about things in homes. We have enough of it in our workforces. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? I know it takes place in our workforces like crazy because I see grown men who act like babies when this takes place. It happens in the grocery stores. That's where a lot of your gossip takes place. And those little old blue-haired ladies have been trapped inside all day, and they go to the grocery store, and they see the old little redhead lady and the old peach-haired lady, and they begin to see each other, and then they begin to talk about the brown-haired lady. And then the brown-haired lady gets all offended, and she goes to the white-haired lady. It just spreads like a wildfire. Guard your heart. Protect yourself from these things. It's very important. Let's have a word of prayer tonight and we'll be dismissed. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, I thank you for what you have laid on my heart and the direction that you have given me to go. Lord, I'll be honest with you. I'm nervous about it, but I'm more excited than I am nervous. So God, I pray that you just continue to watch over us as we leave from here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the ones who came out tonight. I thank you for their faithfulness. And I thank you for their love that they have for you and their desire to hear from your word. Bless us as we all go home from here tonight. We ask you these things in your name. Amen.